You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and insightful daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and refined product markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the U.S. energy landscape.
Thursday, April 2nd, 2026. Win, lose, or draw, comparing data center development drivers across key states. Published by Morgan Overman. Data centers are cropping up everywhere. Established markets like Northern Virginia are expanding, and Texas has received a wave of proposals. But while data centers have found new homes in Georgia and Ohio, mature markets like California and Illinois are becoming less attractive to new development. In today's RBN blog, we'll examine the factors that influence data center development across seven key states: Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Ohio, Texas, and Virginia, and show how each stacks up. We've been hard at work mapping the what, the where, and the when regarding the U.S. data center buildout. As data centers have come online across the country, the uncertainty surrounding regional power and natural gas demand has only grown. In Won't Get Fooled Again, we addressed how data centers will impact natural gas demand in Texas and Louisiana, a necessary data series for the Arrow model, our proprietary analytical framework built to assess both states' gas markets. But understanding data centers' impact requires knowing where they will be built in the first place. Back in 2024, Where You Lead I Will Follow examined the factors that influence data center development, focusing on the importance of uninterrupted power supply in established markets like Northern Virginia, Texas, Chicago, and Silicon Valley. But the data center map has changed significantly since then, with Georgia, Arizona, and Ohio emerging as important growth markets. Nationally, this growth has coincided with a changing regulatory environment, particularly in mature markets. Figure 1 of the blog offers our updated view of the seven leading states for existing and new data centers, comparing each on the key factors that determine where projects are built. While we covered many of these topics for Virginia in Part 1 of our Sweet Virginia blog series, any state's strengths and weaknesses are relative to the other markets developers may consider. As a result, the matrix in Figure 1 indicates whether a specific factor is a relative strength, weakness, or neither, in each state. Next, let's look at six market factors, one by one. Market maturity. Market maturity weighs both the presence of existing data centers, affecting costs through economies of scale, and fiber connectivity. Across the states analyzed, Virginia is the most mature market, with its data center presence traced to early university and government investments, particularly in Northern Virginia. It's no wonder that Virginia continues to dominate the discussion on AI data centers. Texas, particularly the Dallas/Fort Worth hub, similarly benefits from its maturity, as do Illinois and California. Meanwhile, Georgia and Arizona occupy the middle ground, with some history but only recently becoming hubs. Lastly, Ohio is the least mature of the seven and is in the early stages of its development as a hub. Regulatory environment and water availability. A mature market, however, can come with its share of drawbacks, including a more difficult regulatory landscape that can impact tax incentives, environmental rules, and local community resistance, plus water availability, since municipalities ultimately control how much can be drawn for data center use. From a regulatory perspective, Texas is in the lead, helped by its overall business-friendly environment and tax incentives, including a sales tax exemption. But concerns about power use and cost allocation pushed lawmakers to pass Senate Bill 6 in 2025, requiring data centers to be on the hook for any extra grid costs. Arizona and Ohio share in this regulatory friendliness, but both face headwinds. Arizona's climate limits water availability, prompting the city of Chandler and suburban Phoenix to impose specific zoning requirements. In Ohio, the 2026-27 operating budget, House Bill 96, tried to eliminate the state sales tax exemption for data centers. Those incentives only survived because Governor Mike DeWine used a line item veto. Among states leaning into higher regulatory burdens, Northern Virginia is the poster child, with its data center density stirring concerns about water and power usage. In 2025, House Bill 2035 tried to pull that information into one place by centralizing reporting and making data center water and power usage public, but it died in committee. Pressure on data centers has become a key issue in Virginia's ongoing budget debate, centering on sunsetting data center tax exemptions. Georgia has had similar pressure, with a 2024 effort to cut data center tax incentives vetoed by Governor Brian Kemp. However, data centers face strong local opposition in the state, with four counties placing moratoriums and seven more with planned or finalized ordinances restricting development. Illinois, in its case, has the pending Power Act, which aims to regulate data center power and water usage, and it could find more support from the state's executive branch than the other states examined. Lastly, California faces the strongest regulatory and water headwinds, limiting the state's data center potential. This stems from its overall environmental and regulatory conditions, as well as recent legislative efforts. In late 2025, Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed Assembly Bill 93, which would have set reporting requirements for new and existing data centers, but instead signed Senate Bill 57, directing the California Public Utilities Commission to study data centers' impact on grid costs. At the same time, local opposition against data centers is strong in the state. Power grid capacity and electricity pricing. Data centers require stable and affordable electricity. Figure 2 of the blog shows the average industrial price for electricity in 2025 across the seven states, per the Energy Information Administration, EIA, in cents per kilowatt hour. Overall, Texas and Georgia lead on power, with Arizona close behind, as each state's electricity pricing suggests. At the same time, Virginia, Illinois, and Ohio have faced reliability concerns in the PJM, and California experiences much higher prices and its own grid limitations. Texas's power advantage comes from its sheer depth of supply, with natural gas doing most of the heavy lifting, accounting for about half of the state's electricity production. That strength has a downside. The state is swamped with power requests, raising the risk of longer queues and questions about how to meet this new demand, as discussed in Just Can't Get Enough. Because of this, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, ERCOT, which oversees the grid for about 90% of the state, has stated its intention to fast-track interconnection requests from large loads such as data centers. For Georgia and Arizona, their low prices reflect the natural gas and nuclear power supply. However, the rapid growth in data centers has led to concerns of rising prices, particularly in Georgia, which is experiencing upward pressure from the Wagtail nuclear plant's cost recovery. Wagtail Units 3 and 4 came online in 2023-24 at a total cost of $36.8 billion, more than twice their expected cost and years behind schedule. See Lessons Learned. PJM reliability concerns are increasing, with a growing capacity shortfall relative to target reserve margins, signaling higher risks of emergency actions and a straining grid. This affects Ohio, which has relatively low electricity prices but is still seeing projects paired with behind-the-meter gas generation, such as Williams's Socrates Power Projects, see Options Open. Virginia has simultaneously experienced an increasing interconnection backlog, and while Illinois is mostly outside of PJM, its primary data center hub in Chicago is within the Regional Transmission Organization's, RTO, territory, and therefore faces the same reliability concerns. Lastly, California is at a severe disadvantage in terms of power capacity and electricity prices. As shown in Figure 2 above, California's industrial electricity prices are double those found in the next most expensive state on this list, Illinois. At the same time, the California Independent System Operator, CAISO, which oversees the state's grid, has a long, unpredictable interconnection timeline and transmission constraints, adding to the overall uncertainty around power supply in key markets like Silicon Valley. Natural gas availability. In We Should Be Friends, we covered how data centers benefit from ample gas supplies. Consequently, each state is compared on pipeline infrastructure and proximity to production basins. In this, Texas and Ohio are clear leaders, with both benefiting from direct access to gas-producing basins in the Permian and Appalachia, respectively. This leads to their relatively low gas for electric power prices in 2025 of $3.14 and $3.48 per million BTU, respectively, per the EIA, and is visible in site selection when it comes to the prevalence of West Texas data center development. Georgia, Arizona, and Illinois receive gas via interstate pipelines. Georgia's gas draws from the South Central region through the Transco and Southern Natural Gas, SONET, pipelines. Arizona receives gas from New Mexico, and is set for increased interstate capacity too, see By the Time I Get to Phoenix. Illinois serves as an interstate gas transmission hub, with NGPL and Northern Border pipelines terminating there. Virginia, while proximate to the Appalachian Basin, faces constraints on its main interstate gas pipeline, Transco, primarily due to downstream limitations at Station 165. As explained in Don't Stop Believin', Virginia's gas supply could improve following Williams Power Express project, adding 950 million cubic feet per day of capacity on Transco between Station 165 and Northern Virginia. California is again the most challenging of the states. Interstate pipeline imports supply gas from Arizona, but restrictions on SoCalGas make Southern California vulnerable to supply disruptions. And further investment in the state's gas infrastructure seems politically unviable, given the state's goal to phase out gas demand over time, making the future availability of gas more questionable, See freeze frame. Conclusion. Choosing a data center's location requires considering all of these factors. In some cases, market maturity could still tip the scales even in challenging states like California. But Texas leads overall for new data centers, which explains why it is poised to potentially become the largest host, see God Blessed Texas. Yet these considerations highlight the catch-22 of data center development. The same conditions that attract development tend to come under pressure once that development arrives. This is played out in Virginia, the market that has had the most time to experience this, on the power and regulatory front. It's even found in markets like Ohio and Georgia, where regulatory challenges are responding to increased development. Texas is also not immune, with its wave of new data centers having the potential to strain the same grid that is currently its strength. Win, Lose or Draw was written by Greg Allman and appears as the fourth song on side one of the Allman Brothers Band's fifth studio album of the same name. The song was written about Greg Allman's friend, and friend of the band, Chank Middleton, who was serving time in prison. The bluesy ballad talks about the loneliness and longing for freedom that comes with serving time. Released as a single in August 1975, it failed to enter the Billboard charts. Personnel on the record were Greg Allman, lead vocal, keyboards, acoustic guitar, Dickie Betts, lead guitar, Chuck Leavell, keyboards, backing vocals, Lamar Williams bass, J-Mo, drums, percussion, and Butch Trucks, drums, percussion. The album, Win, Lose or Draw, was recorded from February to July 1975 at Capricorn Sound in Macon and the Record Plant in Los Angeles. Produced by Johnny Sandlin and the Allman Brothers Band, it was released in August 1975 and went to number 5 on the Billboard 200 albums chart. It has been certified gold by the Recording Industry Association of America. Three singles were released from the LP. The Allman Brothers Band was an American rock band formed in Jacksonville, Florida, in 1969 by brothers Dwayne and Greg Allman, Dickie Betts, Barry Oakley, J-Mo, and Butch Trucks. Dwayne and Greg had previously played together in the Allman Joys and Hourglass. Hourglass recorded two studio albums for Liberty Records in 1967 and 1968. The Allman Brothers Band relocated to Macon, Georgia, where their manager and record label, Capricorn Records, were based. They released their debut album, Idlewild South, in 1969. They released 12 studio albums, 7 live albums, 18 compilation albums, and 22 singles. They have sold more than 20 million records worldwide. They have won a Grammy Award, a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, and are members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. 20 members have passed through the band since its formation. Dwayne Allman died in Macon in October 1971 at 24. Barry Oakley died in Macon in November 1972 at 24. Butch Trucks died in Jacksonville in January 2017 at 69. Greg Allman died in Richmond Hill, Georgia, in May 2017 at 69. Dickie Betts died in Osprey, Florida, in April 2024 at 80.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.